Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love? There's a love I can feel, rising with the dawn, reaching out to help us heal, like ripples on a pond, offering us a choice. In these days to come, to ride the waves and be a voice for peace under the sun. Hey, everybody, surf's up, riding the wave of love, high on heaven above, dancing down to earth for beautiful rebirth, riding the wave of love.
Ride in that wave of love, ride into the arms of the divine feminine, the divine masculine, the source of all creation. Welcome. Welcome to Living Eden. This is Sharon Walker, your host, for this hour or so of exploring how Living Eden is already present, and how we can be more of Living Eden ourselves. So let's take a deep breath. This is Living Eden, the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. So I'm so excited to be here with you today. You amazing people who are listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for being here, for being present to co-creating the new earth. And we have a big program today. We're switching to the archetype of the goddess as priestess. And her color is sapphire blue. And her element is water, which goes very well with Hawaii that we are going to visit today, where the Quantum World TV is, which is and at the new Ask Time presenting for us on health, our health, and all areas of health. In Living Eden health. So let's... Oh, call in. Call in. My radio show's working great today. 909-533-4801. We'd love to have you. You don't have to say a thing. Just add your stillness energy. As a matter of fact, the priestess is all about stillness. That beautiful archetype. She's all about stillness, the power of stillness. So you can call in and be still, and you'll be making a connection with yourself as priestess, the archetype of priestess. So take some deep breaths. And breathe out with that beautiful breath, beautiful sound in your breath. Fill it full of your sensuality and love and connection. And taking in a galactic breath through your heart, Earth's heart and the galactic heart. Inside the divine cosmic heart, full of sensuality and life, breathing into your pineal gland, holding that energy and releasing it. Ah. down through your spinal cord, down into your belly, down into your legs, and down to your feet, into your earth star under your feet, and down to the fiery center of the earth. And breathing up from there, back into your pineal gland with your galactic breath, holding it and releasing. Such yummy breathing, bringing you back into your body, into the presence of your being in your body. Because the only place that transformation can happen is in the present moment. And you have to be present in your body. So one more breath. Into your pineal gland. And out through your spine. Out into all the connections to your spine and all your nerve endings and all your systems, all your energies, all your muscles and muscle system and your bones and all the systems connected to your bones. Down into the earth, to the center of the earth, where it's hot and fiery and sensual and alive. And staying there, being present for this show, being present for the priestess that you are, and for Hawaii, and for Quantum World TV and University. Yes, yes, yes. Now, the priestess has qualities of memory and devotion and silence. Those are only three of them. She is great in ceremonies and having the keys to the universe. And she amplifies in stillness. We're not used to that. But that is who the priestess is. And we as priestess can amplify whatever we choose by being still. Being present. You have to be present in your body. And being still. So practice that this week. And notice signs and symbols. This will be very balancing and flowing and intuitive. And you'll be amazed at what it brings into your life. And a bit of her shadow is perfectionism and over-subjectivity and is trying to escape from feelings. When you're in stillness, your feelings usually come up too. So let them flow. They're just feelings. And feelings have power. And they also are connected to the other aspect of the feelings. So just let them flow. And her symbols are the chalice and keys and the crescent moon, seven-pointed star, selkies, blue stones, blue pearls, blue apples. Can you guess her color is blue? Sapphire blue, alchemical blue rose, blue star, blue sun, blue fire. And she's fire on water. So her element is water. Be still in the water, on the water. She's mistress of the water as Mary Magdalene. An inner wisdom. And her sacrament is blueberries. Fancy that. Okay, we'll let that piece go for now. And as part of our energy bowl that we're creating here, we'll be in water in the stillness and hold a key in our hand. So there's keys in this energy bowl. We don't know what the key is to until we rest in the water in the stillness and have it revealed to us. And right now, I'm going to do an evocation of the element of water. Water speaks. I am water. Mem, mother. Mem, I am. I hold the power to cleanse, dissolve, sublime. I am the self-conscious intelligence held in elemental resonance. Allow me to serve your awareness. I am the fluid container of feminine consciousness. I hold the power to heal through purifying release. I am the magnetic vibrational potential of surrender. I am the receptive nature of the goddess. I am the eternal flow of moon power. I am fluidity, non-fixity, the salt of intuition. I am the sacred chalice of the emotional body. I am the medium of transduction of the magnetic frequencies of the mother. Receive me, for I am water. Mem, mother, mem, I am. And breathe into that. And welcome the priestess in you alive. And all that the priestess is. And that particular evocation to water was from Ariel Spilsbury's book, The Alchemy of Ecstasy, Revealing Goddess Mysteries. That's the course that I took with Ariel. So, the next thing we want to touch into is Hawaii. Oh, and put our intentions into the energy bowl to be receiving all that the priestess goddess has to give us today in every place we visit together. And the place that is on the planet that we're going to visit is Hawaii. And I don't think there's another place on the planet you can be in more water, right in the middle of the ocean and all the islands that are involved. Water, water everywhere. In our newest state, in the center of the Pacific Ocean, far away from continents, has 24 islands as well as more small islands. We didn't even know the Hawaiian Islands existed for a long time because they were out in the middle of this huge Pacific Ocean and people kept bypassing them and not noticing them. It has beautiful beaches. Oh, yes. Go to airpano.com, airpano.com, and type in the search button, type in Hawaii, and you'll come up with the panoramic tour of Hawaii. And there's a lot about Hawaii here. There's a lot of pictures on the first page, And if at the bottom of that page you click on Open the Virtual Tour, there's a lot more pictures. I'm at least, I'm sure, 100. And stories and ways for you to learn and connect into Hawaii and feel her. And you can hear her. There's music with all the pictures. And this is some of the music. So feel the Hawaiian music. Feel the people as they dance to their music, the beautiful Hawaiian dancing, and all the flowers and flowing skirts they wear. And they have so much, too, besides the water and the flowers and the gloriously beautiful island, they have volcanoes. And they have one volcano in particular that's erupting, I think, all the time, or close to it. So there's a lot to discover in Hawaii. There's Magic Island and Waikiki and Kohio Beach and the Diamond Head Lighthouse and the Walupi Peninsula and Hawaii Kai and Koko Crater and Makapu Lighthouse. And the list goes on and on and on, and there's lots of them right on AirPano to discover. And smell it, you know, sit in the stillness of the goddess in the water and smell Hawaii and feel it and walk around it in the pictures and receive that part of our planet unto ourselves, to use that energy to expand it and support it and to move out to the whole planet and into your life and transform your life. And one of the things that's in Hawaii is the Quantum World TV, which is within Quantum University, that was created and started by Dr. Paul Druin, who has now come out with a book called Creative Integrative Medicine. So I invite you to explore Quantum World TV, which is all about quantum healing and a quantum university to support quantum healing. And they are situated in Hawaii. So they have the connection to all of this amazing energy in Hawaii. And most healers who are at the head of the healing ministries in the new quantum healing and all sorts of Living Eden type healing for the new planet go to either are situated in Hawaii or go there to put on a lot of their programs because of the energy there. So we already have an Eden in lots of ways in different places on our planet, and Hawaii is one of the most powerful. So I invite you to go to this Quantum World. It's quantumworld.tv. And within that is Quantum University. And Quantum University puts on world summits of integrative medicine and also teaches courses. They have degree programs and quantum programs. And some of the most amazing healers on our planet are connected with them. And once a year they put on a congress a world summit. And in 2015, in October, there will be a new world summit. And there will be Nassim Harriman, Rupert Sheldrake, Dr. Lisa Rankin, Dr. Paul Druin, who's the founder of this, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Dean Radin, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Carolyn Miss, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Jean Borisenko, Dr. Amit Goswami, Dr. Jeffrey Fannin, and Greg Braden. There's going to be 49 speakers, so there's more than even who I mentioned. And they'll be talking about subtle energy and all kinds of holistic health and natural medicine and integrative medicine and quantum medicine. So I invite you to check that out too. And there'll be a lot, there'll be a video of it on the Quantum World TV. So, let's see here. Right now, videos on demand that they have on Quantum World TV is Introduction to Energy Medicine with Dr. Yuri Kron, Creative Doctors at Work with Dr. Paul Druin, Power of Creative Visualization with Natalie Ledwell, who also has put out mind movies for us, which are so much fun to make. Now, Sim Harriman, interviewed by Dr. Paul Druin, and Brain, Mind, and the Placebo Effect with Dr. Dispenza, and the World Congress of 2013 Highlights with Dr. Paul Druin, A True Quantum Hero in Autism with Dr. Pat Knox, and the Dream Team Speaker Panel at WCQM 2013, Learn How to Pay It Forward with Dr. Paul Druin, Creative Integrative Medicine with Dr. Paul Druin, The New Frontier and Awakening with Dr. Fannin, Discover Reconnective Healing with Dr. Eric Pearl, Quantum Approach to Breast Cancer with Dr. Goswami. So whatever your, those are just some of them. These are the videos that are listed on demand. And there are also the 2014 and 2015 World Congresses. So there's a lot. Those, all of those interviews and congresses, those are a couple of hours long, and they teach you a lot of things from a lot of amazing people. And one of the things about Hawaii is that Hawaii blesses with its music and its intention and the people there and how they live. So it's a wonderful, wonderful pilgrimage for us to go on right online. And you'll be with people, too. If you listen to the videos, you'll be hearing the people who are part of the university and creating it as it goes. It's just growing and growing and bursting its its edges farther and farther. And this tour on Air Pano are so amazing to see, and you can touch them then too. That's another form of being on the pilgrimage. And you'll be watching sunrises atop the world's tallest mountain, Maui Kea, Mauna Kea, and looking at 100-plus Oahu beaches, the Kiana, the Kaina Point Trail and Albatross Sanctuary, the Mexican Tall Ship Docks at Honolulu Harbor, Maui Island with 15 golf courses, and the Wailua River Park that 1 million people visit every year with beautiful waterfalls and forests. And the list goes on this Air Pano channel right on your computer that you can visit Hawaii. Take all week to spend in Hawaii this week. And one of the doctors that does the videos for the Quantum World TV is a physicist, Dr. Kron, who explores scientific energies with us in the quantum field. And he works with the fifth force, which is chi, life force. So that's connecting us into all of I can't remember the word now. Well, anyway, into chi force. Which is the most important energy force in the universe. And they're not allowed in regular medical journals to publish the results of their work with this chi force. And we know it. We know the breath of life, the movement of the energy, what makes that movement is chi. What makes life? Prana, the prana breath, and all of the martial arts. All of the martial arts, if you're connected to any of them or yoga, you're connected to the people who are wise about chi. And we cannot do right science without the subtle energies of chi, which leads us into quartz and subatomic quartz and all the little particles that we can't see. And the mind interacts with all of this, even when we're not conscious of it. But when we're conscious of it, we can use it for our health, our mind health and our body health and our spiritual health. And Dr. Paul Druin, who is the founder, I brought that up also. He is the author now of a book, Creative Integrative Medicine, A Medical Doctor's Journey Toward a New Vision for Healthcare. And he's on fire, all of these people, for a new vision for our healthcare, a healthier one. A family tragedy, the loss of his youngest brother at the age of 18 from an osteosarcoma of the skull, triggered Dr. Druin's interest in studying medicine. Unsatisfied with the model of healing he encountered in medical school, he explored many other models of medicine that eventually led him to practice what is now called integrative medicine. He soon realized that for these complementary medicines to be accepted and integrated into our healthcare system, they must be scientifically recognized and become part of the curriculum in medical schools. The entire foundation of the Quantum University's approach to health and disease of our in the East to health and disease must be redefined through a deeper understanding of reality as described by quantum physics. Dr. Druin's initial quest has evolved into the creation of a medical and natural medicine curriculum that embraces this new paradigm of healing and the foundation of the International Quantum University for Integrative Medicine. The cost of an incomplete model of understanding in medicine has enormous consequences in the manage of chronic and mind-related disease. Creative integrative medicine addresses the real questions and offers a solution to the present crisis in our health care. And Dr. Druin, in his words, says, "This book is a story about my own journey as a medical doctor toward creative integrative medicine. It is about my passion to promote change in the healthcare systems and medical schools that will lead to a greater understanding of the true nature of the human being and assist us in reaching our greatest potential through healing on all levels. We are not separate levels. We aren't separate physical, separate mind, separate spirit. We're all one, interacting within all of those levels and more, and with each other, and with the planet, and the water, and the animals, and the trees, and all the plants. Everything is interacting, and it's interacting on all I call an infinite number of levels. It's amazing, and we need to be much more aware." So you can look online at Quantum World TV and Quantum University and see his biography, and you can buy his book, and you can read his blog, and so much more. It's just amazing here. So Quantum University, besides putting on the World Summit, it has degree programs in Bachelor in Holistic Health Science, Master in LLP in Mind-Based Medicine, a Doctorate in Alternative Medicine, a PhD in Integrative Medicine, a Doctorate and PhD in Natural Medicine, a PhD in Integrative Medicine ProTrack, and a Bachelor to PhD in natural medicine track. And in the quantum programs, it has brain mapping and neurofeedback, quantum healer program, and a quantum health entrepreneur program. And this is growing all over the world. And it must be played as a collective symphony, as an orchestra. In other words, all of us. And you know, when you go to a symphony or an orchestra, when there's all the different instruments, then there's a huge amount of instruments. I've noticed if you pay attention not just to the sound of the whole symphony, but you pick out one specific instrument to listen to at a time, you will hear the different parts that those instruments play. And then you can come back into listening to the whole orchestra or symphony. And it will give you an idea, physically looking at it and hearing it, of how the world actually is and who we are. Because each one of us can represent one of those instruments and be playing the sound of who we are and putting the consciousness of who we are out into the symphony that we're all creating. So there's lots of ways of actually experiencing how the world really works. And Quantum University is one of them, a big one, a big one. And paying it forward, Lynn Taggart, Mick Taggart, rather. She's a big person in that. One of the things, I was listening to her video on this World TV, Quantum World TV, this morning, and she was talking about a woman who lived in an environment at work that was not kind. And she decided that she wasn't going to support that anymore or complain about it. She was going to do something about it. So she started leaving money in the Coke machine and in the little food machine packages and a note on the machine saying, please use this money for your next gift out of, you know, and pay it forward. Leave some money for the next person behind you. And that started spreading, and everybody wanted to know, who's doing this? And so when that started spreading, she changed what she was doing. She left that. She kept, that kept going. And she started bringing in boxes of donuts and putting them in another place and putting on the box, pay it forward. And that just those types of things that she did totally changed that office's atmosphere. So even little things that we can do will, you know, that are a surprise to people. I think the element of surprise is a very powerful piece of all this pay it forward, because it breaks into what we believe. Like when you go through on the freeway turnpike where you have to pay, and you say to the person that you're paying, here, I'm leaving the money for the person behind me. I'm paying for them. And the person drives up there and the teller says, you can go. You've already been paid. And that person can either pay it forward for the next one, or even if it just receives what happened and its mind gets blown because somebody who doesn't know them has paid for them without even knowing them or asking for anything or even getting a thank you physically. But you can thank that person and bless their life. So, and there is a movie, Pay It Forward, too, that some child is the one who starts it all. That might be the name of it, Pay It Forward. But anyway, so more connection to this quantum university in all so many different ways. So let's take a breath. And another one. Delicious. And another way you can use this quantum university and quantum TV is whatever in your life, health-wise, mind-wise, physical-wise, that needs healing and support, look for it here. Find the people that you can listen to and discover and open up your mind. No, not just open your mind by surprises that people have done for you, but open your mind by people who can teach you something new. We don't need to stay in the old. We don't need to give up the old. We need to bring it forward with us and transform it into something bigger, because it's not all there is. There is no end to all there is, because the divine is infinite. And last time I checked, infinite means forever, going on and on and on. So I invite you to Quantum University and Quantum World TV and the World Congresses and to Hawaii. Hawaii is very open and available. And to Air Pano to connect and to continuing your pilgrimage through Living Eden and connecting to all parts of our planet. So we need greater awareness of what and who we can be, shaking up the foundations of the world to deeper foundations. The foundation we've been living in is old and it needs to be expanded. And according to Lynn McTaggart, we are the most important generation that has ever been. And we need to do little things because they can become very big. Just like a lot of, like the Quantum University started out really small, and now it's getting huge. And just like the invisible seed within a woman and the invisible sperm within a man, when they become one together in this marriage, from invisibility becomes a human. Everything is invisible to begin with. Everything is dark to begin with, for the dark holds all the light. And out of that bursts the material. And that never stops. So let's be more creative. Take another breath. Breathing deep into your belly. Moving to the music. And receiving Hawaii. And receiving what Quantum University and Quantum World TV has for us. Receiving healing. Standing on the highest mountain in the world, in Hawaii. With your arms in a V above your head, being a chalice. The priestess is a chalice. Being a chalice to receive. Receiving your priestess self, receiving infinity, love, joy, peace, abundance, communion with all that is, which includes everything manifest and unmanifest. Walking in sapphire blue, in stillness, in water. And now, entering into water, floating and being held, floating in the water, being held by each other, in the water saying, as you enter me, allow the edges of your consciousness and the edges of your body to begin to melt, diffuse out simultaneously. Begin to loosen the molecular boundary you have defined as your body. Allow the mind to completely relax its talons. Allow the mind to completely relax its talons. To float with you, not in charge of you, in the stream of consciousness. Allowing the actual process of the surrender involved in being floated, totally supported and receptive to the vibrational possibilities for transmutation held in the simplicity of water, of the divine feminine's beingness water. And just recently, we had a World Water Week. Water allowing, relax and breathe and surrender to water, to my power to cleanse, release, absorb, purify. Allow whatever transfer and translation to be made directly from me to you. Receive my pure vibration. Focus entirely on receiving the vibration within me directly into your molecules. Transference of energy fields, water to water. Most of our beings, of our body, is water. So we're transferring from the divine, huge, infinite water into our water in our body. We are water too. So we don't have far to go to be all water. Become one with water. Breathe. Becoming the molecules of water. Feel the truth of my being, my offering. Now feel the transformational potential held in salt. The carrier of the vibration of the female, magnetic, intuitive, vibrational, receptive nature of the divine feminine. And allow your body to be rubbed with salt. Feel it being cleared and cleansed, realigned in the divine feminine. Feel the salt carrying away debris, that which you no longer desire to carry forward. Allow the salt to draw it out. And if you're floating in the ocean, you're right in the salt. Be receptive to the transformative power held within the element of salt. Then, when that is complete, allow the water to wash the salt off. Feel the powerful lunar nature of water. Magnetic tides of awareness within the molecules. Transferring lunar wisdom molecule to molecule in the water. Surrender is the key. how simple the process of remembering when you use the key, surrender. Surrender your willingness into being fully surrendered to the divine self within you. And in this moment, to experience directly what that experience of surrender to the divine feels like. And allow your partner to float you until you feel safe enough to completely surrender. And whenever you're listening to this, you can always stop and do, allow yourself to be and do whatever you're being led to, and then continue. Be a translator of the wisdom of the water. Listen, feel, sense what wisdom it can communicate through this communion. And take all the time that you like in the water, in the blue, in the quiet stillness of the priestess, archetype of the divine feminine. And this week, enjoy Hawaii. Give yourself the biggest pilgrimage ever. Know that you are loved and needed and immensely important. And open your heart and mind and spirit to living Eden. Every step, every breath, every thought. And let the priestess energy support you in that. And have a great week. And I'll be with you again next week. Until then, enjoy living Eden. Bye now.